Welcome to Grammar Challenge from bbclearningenglish.com. Let's meet this week's challenger.
I'm Alessia, I'm from Florence in Italy. I learn English because I want to become finance. I want to study economics in London.
Alessia, welcome to Grammar Challenge. Thank you for helping us out today. The first thing for you is I want you to listen to this short conversation and tell me, are these two people, are they going to have lunch together?
Hiya, Matt. I haven't seen you for ages. How are you? Are you still working in the hospital?
Yeah, I'm still there. I'm looking for a new job, but I haven't found one yet.
Look, do you fancy a bite to eat and we can have a proper catch-up?
I'd love to, but I've eaten already. But I'll call you soon.
So, are they going to have lunch together?
No.
You're absolutely right. They're not going to have lunch together.
No.
I want you to listen to part of that conversation again. And this time, tell me, how many adverbs can you hear? How many adverbs?
Okay.
Are you still working in the hospital?
I'm still there. I haven't found one yet. I've eaten already.
How many adverbs did you hear?
Four adverbs.
Four adverbs. Very well done. Can you tell me what they were?
Still, two times, already and yet.
Exactly. Still, yet, and already. And those words are the focus of today's Grammar Challenge. And to tell us a bit more about them, here's Nuala.
Today, we're looking at the adverbs still, yet, and already. We use still to talk about something, a situation or an action, that's continuing, often for a longer time than expected. It hasn't changed or stopped. Still usually goes in the middle of the sentence, before the verb.
Are you still working in the hospital?
I'm still there.
He's still living in London.
Do you still see Harry?
We use yet mostly in questions and negative sentences. Using yet shows that we're expecting something to happen or have happened. In spoken English, yet almost always comes at the end of the sentence or question.
I haven't found one yet.
I haven't seen him yet.
Have you finished it yet?
Finally, we use already to talk about things that have happened, often earlier than expected. It usually goes in the middle or the end of the sentence, just before or after the verb.
I've eaten already.
She's already done it.
We've already seen the film.
So, to recap, still to talk about something that's continuing, yet, for something we're expecting to have happened, and already, for things that have happened earlier than we expected. That's all from me. Good luck with your grammar challenge.
So that was Nuala, was still, yet, and already. I'm going to give you a sentence, or some sentences, and you'll need to make another sentence using one of those adverbs, still, yet, or already. Let's try the first one. John started learning Spanish 5 years ago. He's learning Spanish now. What could you say?
He is still learning Spanish.
Excellent. Yes, still. He's still learning Spanish. You bought a CD online 6 weeks ago, but you haven't received it. Make a sentence using arrive.
The CD hasn't arrived yet.
Well done. Yes, yet. It hasn't arrived yet. You phone the company. They promise to send it to you. 8 weeks later, no CD. Make a different sentence using arrive.
It hasn't arrived. No, yet. It's the same.
It's the same. But this is like it's 8 weeks later.
Still.
It's still. So, but where in the sentence will you put still?
In the middle of the sentence. The CD still hasn't arrived.
Excellent. The CD still hasn't arrived. Okay, a new situation. Joe comes into the office. You're surprised to see that he's wet. It was raining when you came to work in the morning. It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon now. Ask a question using raining.
Is it still raining?
Is it still raining? Excellent, well done. Still. Two students in your class have only known each other for a few weeks. You heard that they got married, but you're not sure if it's true or not. Ask the question using get married.
Have you got married already?
Have you got married already? Well done, that's right. With that, congratulations on finishing your grammar challenge.
Thank you.
BBClearningEnglish.com